So Rashi says means b'nei Torah. In other words, marry your son off to a bas tam chacham, the yosser kotzer k'maynoter, and then he'll grow up again like was planted. Right, then it says in the Mishnah, v'yomtiv v'yoysel yoyavov, that the Kohen Gadol, after he got finished on Yom Kippur, he would make a yomtiv for all his friends. Tana Rabbanim, that ma'is of a Kohen Gadol lecher, once happened a story with a Kohen Gadol, she'yotza mid beis hamikdash, he went out of the beis hamikdash, ve'vi'azli kuliyal mabasri, like it says in the Mishnah, when he leaves the beis hamikdash on Yom Kippur, after he finished the avodah, all the choshev people are malav him, they walk him to his house. See here also, all the people went after him to be malavet, to walk him home. Kivon the chaznuhu l'shamei v'avtalion. What happened was, while they were walking, Shmaya v'avtalion also came along, the two great gedolim. So shavku l'didei, the people left the Kohen Gadol, v'yazli bosa Shmaya v'avtalion, and they started to give covered respect to Shmaya v'avtalion, and they walked in back of them. So the Kohen Gadol, by says, got a little upset about this. Is l'soif, later at the end, also Shmaya v'avtalion lifturei minei the Kohen Gadol. Shmaya v'Avtalion wanted to go away, so it was only Derek covered to say goodbye to the Kohen Gadol, like the Bazegenzer, say goodbye, get Rishus to leave from the Kohen Gadol. So now Shmaya v'Avtalion went to this Kohen Gadol, like to say goodbye to him. Is Omolohen. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmaya v'Avtalion, like this, now that he was angry, Rashi learns, because he felt bad why they took away the cover from him. So the Kohen Gadol said back to Shmaya v'Avtalion, Yosun b'nei amimin l'sholim. His you children of Goyim should go to in peace. Like Rashi says, like he said a Lashon Ginai, it's like he said not nice to them, because Shmaya v'Avtalion were Gerim. They were really the sons of Bono Shol Sancheriv. So like he was mavazed them a little bit, to say like you children, you were Gerim before, you were Goyim before, you should go to Sholem. His Omru Lay, so they answered back, Shmaya v'Avtalion answered back this Kohen God like this, Yosun b'nei Amim in l'sholem, true, the children, maybe I was the children of Goyim, like I'm a Ger, I should go to Sholem, of the Avdin Uvda the Aaron. But I call upon him, we do the mitzvahs. We do the way you're supposed to. We do the Uvda of Aaron. Of V'lo Yasi Bar Aaron L'Sholem. But a real Kohen like you, that's even though you're a son of Aaron, you're a real Kohen, you should not have peace. Why? The Le'ovid Uvda the Aaron. Because you don't do the things the way Aaron do. You're not keeping the Torah. The way Rashi learns, She'anisanu Oinas Devorim. Because they heard him by saying bad words. The other man we learned, the pasuk says loisoinu ish es amisay, and we dashen that means bi'oinoyas devorim akosam adaber, that you're not allowed to say words to somebody else to hurt him. That means imhoye ben gerim. Let's say somebody was a ger, loyoyma lo, you're not allowed to tell the person zuchor maisei avisecha. Heh, remember the way you were. You were a guy before. You're hurting the person, so there's a law not to hurt somebody with your mouth, with your speaking. So mele, since this Kohen Gadol didn't do this, he was over like this law of the Torah. So Shmaya v'Avtalion said, like, we're better off, even though we were Gerim, but we are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mashenken, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, so you're worse off. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, I'll start from the Mishnah here, the Ayin Aleph from the base. Yeah, the Mishnah. Again, Kohen Gadol Mishamesh B'Shmoy Nekelim. A Kohen Gadol, when he does the Avodah, he has to wear his 8 special begodim. So he had yet the Arbor. And a regular Kohen, a Kohen had yet, he does the Avodah with only 4 begodim. Now, the Ksonis, that's the robe he wears, like on the shirt. Umichnesayim and his underpants. Umitznefes, that's the hat. The Avnet and the Gartel. This both of them wear. Both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen had yet have these 4 begodim. The Mitznefes is different. By the Kohen Gadol, it's called the Mikbois. It's a little bit different than the Kohen Head Yitz Mitznefes. For our Kohen, they both wear these 4 types of begodim, a hat and a gartel, and the underpants and the kosinus. Now, Moshe, form of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol has more than a regular Kohen Head Yitz, the Choshen, the Yefod. He puts on the Choshen, that's the breastplate, that has the 12 stones on it, the Yefod, and he has the Yefod, that's like the apron in front of him, and it has the 2 Avnei Shoyim on the two shoulders. Umi'il, he has a special robe called the Mil. The tzitz, and he has a special tzitz around his forehead, the piece of gold that says Kodesh Lashem. B'elu nisholem b'urim v'tumim. When the Kohen Gadol wants to ask a question from the Urim v'tumim, he has to wear these 8 begodim. B'ein nisholem, and he's not allowed to ask a question from, in other words, the Kohen Gadol has to always ask the Urim v'tumim. What type of a question does he ask? It has to be a question that's nogeya to the tzibur. So therefore, he only asks a question el lemelech, only if the king asks him to ask, because the king he has to listen to. Oliyav Bezdin, who are the Av at the Rosh Sanhedrin, If the Av Bezdin, if they have a question also, most probably it's a question of the Tzorche Tzibur, then the Kohen Gadol asks the Urim V'Tumim, or the Misha Tzibur Tzorach Boy, or else any question that's a shayla about the Tzibur, something that the Tzibur has to know, so they go to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol asks from the Urim V'Tumim. Yeah, this we'll see later on in the Gemara about this. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbon, learned like this, that Vorim Shenemro Behem Sheish, in the Pesukim when it talks about making the big Nechuna, the Torah a lot of times says the word Sheish. Sheish means linen. So we say it means chutin kofu shisha. Whenever it says the word sheish, it means each string like has to be made up of six strings, of six threads, and these threads are twirled together. That's called sheish. Moshezor, when the Torah says the word moshezor alone, well sometimes it says sheish moshezor, but by the meal we'll soon see there it just says moshezor by itself. By the bottom of the meal, by the remainder there it says the word moshezor, and there we say shemaina. It means each material, each type of material that has to be used, has to have eight strings, and they have to be twirled together. That we'll see later on in the braisa. Me'il, when they made the meal, was made from shnei mos, was made from 12. Each thread was made from 12 threads twirled together. That, like a thread like that, they put on the loom, and that's the way they made the meal. Pareches, when they went to make the curtains for the pareches, eskrim v'yavor, was made from 24 strings twirled together. Because the Pareches is made up of four different materials, we'll see in the Gemara. It was the Tcheles, the blue wool, the Agam, and the purple wool. It was the red wool, and then it was linen. And each one of them had to have six threads. So you have 20, so it was like this. It was one shred of blue wool. How was that blue wool made up of? Six threads twirled together. Then you have six threads twirled together of red wool. Then you had of purple, and then you had of linen. And now you take all these and twirl them together. So altogether, each string like was made up of 24 chutim. Choshen ve'efod, this was the most. The choshen ve'efod, each string of it was esrim u'shemayna chutim. It had 28 chutim, 28 threads was twirled together to make up one thread to put on the loom for the choshen and for the ve'efod. Now we'll see, we'll explain it. So it says, kofel, but Morris says now, chutim kofel shisha, that we say that each thread has to be made up of six threads twirled together, minolon. How do we know that stam sheish, like means six chutim? The Yom HaKrok is supposed to sound like this. Vayasu esa ksoin sheish. You should make the ksoin, that's like his robe, made out of sheish, out of linen. Vyesam it's nefer sheish. And who adin his hat has to be made out of sheish, out of linen. Vyes pariha megvoi sheish. And the top part of his hat also should be made out of linen. Vyes michnesai habad. And the michnesayim, the underpants, also habad, also means a lotion of linen. And sheish, here's the linen again, in moshezor, it says we about sheish moshezor, is chamisha kroi ksivi. It says here in these two psukim here, five times, like the Indian of making it out of linen. And the question is, the Torah could have just said it once at the end, the Josh should have said, make the ksainis and the mitznefes and the mikvois, and have linen inside them. Why does it have to save each one separately to have linen? So it's nearly like five times, like it says five times here, linen of sheish. So even though it only says four times, Rashi explains what it says by Michnesay Habad Sheish. Habad also means a linen. And it says the word Sheish also means linen. So it's like five times it says the Indian here to use linen by these begotten. Is what do we need it for? So Chad, one pasuk is Legufe. For itself, the kitna nehevi, that these begotten should be made out of linen. You should have to have linen in these begotten. So one Sheish needs for itself. Vechad Sheyechutin Kofo Shisha. Also, the Torah says Lashon Sheish, which means Sheish, it means six. In other words, each one of these threads has to be made up of six threads twirled together. V'echad shiyu shizurin. And one of the teachers, after you have these six threads, they have to be twirled together. That's shizurin. It's not enough just to have the six threads, you have to have them twirled together. V'echad l'shar begodim. One extra Sheish, it says here, is the teachers, by other begodim also, it has to be made from six. And then we'll see later that comes out for the meal. The meal itself, it doesn't say how much you have to use. And we learn out from here, this extra time with Shesh Shesh here, to teach us that the meal also has to have six. It has to have the thread six times. Now it says, Yabachad, the Shar Begodim, Shlenem Abuhem Shesh. And one is for another beggar, like the more said later, for the meal, that there it doesn't say the word Shesh, that also the Chutin have to be six of them. Yabachad La'akiv. And one time it says Shesh here to teach us that whenever the Torah says sheish, which means it has to have six threads twirled together, that's likuvei. If you don't have it, it's no good. Without this, it can't be kosher. This is the only way you can make it. Now the Gemara asks, "My mashma the high sheish kittenhu." How do we know that the word sheish means linen, flax? Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means wool. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. The Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says bud. It should be coming up sheish. Before we had, yeah, before you meant to say habod, right? Sheish. So it says habod and sheish, or sheish is bud. So bod means dovru oilam in akarka bod, something that comes up from the ground singly, one by itself. Like Rashi said, that's the way flax grows out. Rashi says, hapishtin via canvas, ein lehem abadim via nofim. They don't have branches, ketsim like a tree. Ela olin, they only have leaves. Via pishtin bo elam in akarna. There's the middle stem that goes straight up, and that's where the pishtin grows from. So flax come out of like one straight stem coming up, and there's no branches branching off it. Therefore, we say that's what it means. Bod here means, bod sheish means linen. For the Gemara v'yema amra, maybe it means wool. So the Gemara, no, amra if tzule mitzul. That wool divides into two, divides into a few pieces. You have threads of wool, it could be divided in half. For the Gemara, kitna nami if tzule mitzul. For that, so linen also, pishnig also divide in half into pieces. So the Gemara says, no, kitna agav likusei mafsum. That we see kitna, the flax, is divided in half into pieces, that's only after we beat it. If we hit it and beat up the flax, then the flax comes into pieces. Mashenken, the way it grows, flax is like one straight piece. So therefore, bod here means sheish, means linen, flax. So that's how we know sheish means flax. Ravina says from here, Apostle in Yecheskel, and Apostle says, Pare pishtim yi waroshim. It says there that the Kahanim wore these hats made from pishtim. And the Torah it says that omigvois sheish. So the Torah says the hat should be made out of sheish. And here Yecheskel explains what a sheish means. It means pishtim. So we see clearly it means flax. Omichnes say pishtim yu amasneim. And the Kohanim should also wear flax on the pants, on their thighs. So you see the Torah says michnes say habat sheish. So what does sheish mean? Yecheskel tells us it means pishtim. So Omalei Ravashi asked the question back. Hai mekame diyosi Yecheskel man omro. But before Yecheskel came, how did we know it? In other words, as a Kasha group, how did Yecheskel know this? We want to know, how do we know that Pishtun, that Sheish means Pishtun? So good, you're telling me a Raya from a Pesuk in Yecheskel. But what are we supposed to do before Yecheskel came? How are we supposed to know? For the Gemara of the time, if you can ask such a question like that, Hod the Yomer Rav Chizda, that's what Rav Chizda said, that Dova Zeh Mitoresh Rabben Lelomadnu. There's a halacha we'll soon see, that from the Torah itself, from the Torah Meshe Rabben Lelomadnu, by learning the Torah itself, you don't know what the Torah means. B'midivrei Yecheskel ben Buzi, but from the Novi, by Yecheskel, lomadno, we know what the Torah means. But the Pesuk in Yecheskel says, kol ben necher, that a ben necher, so you could think it means a goy, that there's an issur for goy not to come to the Beis Hamikdash. So here Yecheskel explained, no, that kol ben necher means oral lev. It could mean even though you're a Jew, but you're a kaifer, you're an oral lave. Your lave, your heart is not with Hashem. You like cut off your heart from Hashem. You're a kaifer. Or else we oral boster. Or else you're an oral, but you didn't have a bris milah done to you. Let's say your brothers died machmas milah, so they didn't have to make a bris milah to you. But I call upon you, you called an oral. You still have the oral on you. The halacha is lo yovoy el mekdoshi. You're not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So the kasher is, ho mikme diyosu yechesko man omra. Before Yecheskel came, how did we know this halacha? How did we know that the pshat from Ben Necher means not a real goy? It just means a person that makes himself like a goy. In other words, he's a born a Jew, but he's a kaifer. He doesn't listen to the Torah. How do we know that? Ela, what do you have to answer? Gemara Gmirula. Avada, this is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Avada, by Hasinai, was taught to Moshe this way. Even though it doesn't say the Pharisee in the Torah, but Moshe was taught this way by Hasinai. The also Yecheskel v'yasam chakro. And Yecheskel later put down this halacha in a kro, like he made a asmachta from it. He wrote it down in his Navi, in the Novi. His Ochinam is the same thing here also. Avada, how do we know really what Sheish means? It's Gemara Gmirula. That's the way it was taught. Avada was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hasinai that the Taitch of Sheish means, Kitna means flax. The Yossi Yecheskel v'yasam chakrom. Just Yecheskel came and he put it down in the Psukim. He wrote down clearly that the word Asheish here means Pishtin. Torah says, make the hats out of Sheish. And he wrote down, make the hats from Pishtin. We see that the Taitch of Pishtin means flax. So the kids are so far we know that sheish means flax, and the Torah says the word sheish, it also means that each chut, each strand has to be six of them, twirled together. But then we said moshesor. Whenever the Torah says the word moshesha by itself, it means shemayna. It means from that material you have to have 8 strings from the material to all together. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know this? How do we know when the Torah says moshesar, here it doesn't only mean 6, but it means 8 of each strings. The pasuk says like this, Vayasu al shulei hamil. You have to make on the bottom of the mill. The mill was like his robe, a special robe for the Kohen Gadol. And at the bottom of it, you had to make remainim. You had to make like pomegranates that would use as a bell there. And the pasuk says, remainei tchelis, made from blue wool, v'yagormon from purple wool, v'salashoni, moshesor, and made from red wool, a twirl together. That's what the Torah says. So it just says you have to make them out of 3 materials, and it says moshesor. Now, how much chutim, how many strings of each material do you need to roll together? We don't know. Now, v'yalef moshesor mipreches. We learn out it says here by the mill, moshesor, on the bottom part of the mill, and it also says by the preches, by the curtains, the word moshesor. So, ma lahalan, just like by the preches, there we know for sure, Esrim v'yabor, it was 24 strings, because by the preches it says the word shesh. It says you have to use the blue wool, purple wool, red wool, and linen. It says shesh. And we know whenever it says shesh, it always means 6. So each thing of the blue wool, you ought to have 6 threads twirled together. Of the purple wool, 6 threads twirled together. Of the red, 6 twirled together. Of the linen, 6 twirled together. And then you twirled all these 4 together. So the kids, each string that went on the loom was 24. So make an Xerah Shavah, now it says Moshesor, by the mill, the bottom of the mill, also had to have 24 strings. Here also is 24 strings. How do you have that? It was only made out of 3 materials here. The Torah by the Rimonei of the mill only says Tchelis, V'yagorman, V'solah Shoni. So where does it come out? You have to say each string has 8. So you have 8 strings of the blue wool twirled together, 8 of the purple wool, and 8 of the red wool twirled together, and then you twirl these 3 together, that's 24 strings. So that's how we know by the Me'il, the word Moshesar means 8 strings. So the Gemara, no, V'neilof me'choshin v'yefed, let's better learn it out from the choshin v'yefed, that ma'lahalon esrim v'shmeina, by the choshin v'yefed also, the pasuk says Moshesar. It's just like by there were 28 strings twirled together, we'll soon see later why. Afkan esrim v'shmeina, maybe here also the Me'il, the remainim on the bottom, have to have 28 strings twirled together. Not only 24, maybe 28. And then there'll be more than 8 apiece. So it must be like this. No. Donin davar shtonema boizov, midavar shtonema boizov. True, it says the word moshesor by these 3 things. It says it by the mill, it says it by the preches, and it says it by the choshen veifed. Now the choshen veifed have gold, and the other 2 doesn't have gold. So the sword went out the mill from the preches, it doesn't have gold. Lafuke choshen veifed shtonema behem zov. Vashaken the choshen veisha, there's gold involved. So there we don't learn out the mill from the eifed, on the choshen. So the Gemara no Adra, but tell you as far just the opposite way. Don in Degid mi Degid, lafuke preches yelu. It's more mistake to learn out the Me'il from the Cheshin Veifed, because they're both begotten that the Kohen Gadol wore, rather than learning out from the preches, which is only a curtain like an oil, like a wool, not a Degid. So maybe it has to have 28 strings to the Me'il. So it must be like this. El Donin mi Avnit. Good. Don't learn out from the preches, but learn out from the Avnit. The Yavnet also had 24 strings to it. The Donen Begid, learn out Mil from Avnet, at the both of Begid. The Dover Shonema by Zov, and both of them don't have gold in it. Mi Begid, the Dover Shonema by Zov. It's Mil doesn't have gold, and Avnet doesn't have gold. But the Yain Donen, don't learn out. Dover Shane by Zov, that means the Mil, that the Remainim doesn't have gold in it. Mi Dover Shesh by Zov. Mashenke and the Choshen Vefa that has gold, we don't learn out from them. But we have to learn it out from the Avnet. So the Avnet also had 4 types of material, and it says Sheish there also. So the Avnet was also 24. Rav Mori, Yom Rav Mori says like this, Ta'asenu ksiv, Ta'asenu lezev lo l'acher. The pasuk by the Choshen Be'ifrit, it says, make this with 28 strings, and nothing else. So nothing else has as much as the Choshen Be'ifrit, therefore the meal can't have 28 strings. Only the Choshen Be'ifrit has a special locha of 28. Rav Ashi Yom, another raya. The pasuk says by the meal, v'yosisoksiv, you should make them. In other words, you have to make the remainder of the meal made out of 3 materials. Made out of the blue wool, the purple wool, and the red wool. And it says each one of them has to be equal amount. That's the pshat v'yosisoksiv, shiyokolas yosef shavis. As much as you use one material, you have to use the other one. How can you do it then? If you want to say the number 28, 28 doesn't divide into 3 equally. Never tlosa di asara asara. If you want to make 10 strings of each one of them, take 10 strings of the blue wool, throw together. 10 of the purple, 10 of the red. So how much are you going to come out with? Have a little tlosin. So right, it's not 28, it's 30. You have no mocha to make 30. Never trade the tishas. I'll give you another etzah. Make 2 of them taka, only 9 strings. V'chadi asara, make 1 of them 10 strings. That's how you get 28. And tomorrow, no, omakro, the pasuk says, v'yosisa, shiyokol asiyosef shavis. You have to make it, the meal, all the strings equally. It calls yosef shavis. So therefore, we say the bottom part that has 3 type of materials to it, you have to have an equal amount of each one of them. Therefore, the svara, 8 of each one, comes out to be 24. And 24, the svara, other begodim also have 24. That's why the meal here, the remainim, also need 24. That's how we know by the meal, the remainim, each material has to have 8 strings to roll together. Right. Then we said here before, me'il shnei masa mona, that shnei masa, the meal itself was made from 12. Each piece that went on the loom was made of 12 strings of blue wool twirled together. That's how you made the meal. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know that the meal, its strings were twirled 12 together? Why? How do you get 12? The Chsiv, what the Pasuk says, by the meal itself, the robe itself, the Yosisa est meal o'efoid, klil t'cheles. The meal itself was made out of pure